This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. We're back, Burden Bearing. And while we've been talking about a number of issues over the past three programs, in number four, we're going to talk about how to manage burdens within the team, or a little bit more of that, because I did cover a fair bit of that last week. And what we're doing today is looking at the whole issue of what are the resources available to me as a team member. Now, this is very important here because resources are very situation specific, and resources here could be people, places, or things. So in terms of burden bearing, what are some of the issues that I need to look at? Who are my resources? Let's start there. Other team members are our resources. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means that other team members can play specific parts of burden bearing that are dependent on what their unique gifting areas are. For example, there may be somebody that has a great technical expertise in computers. Now, you don't have an IT person on your team because you're not big enough, so one person functions as an IT person. The only problem with that is that most all of us focus so much on our computer needs that we probably overwhelm that person. So most IT persons that are not officially IT people that I know of kind of hide that fact, just because they don't want to be overwhelmed. If you're in the situation that you really need to have things done, and you can't go outside for them, and you have somebody be identified that way, make sure that they have balance and they don't get saddled with too many other responsibilities. They should be able to take care of things as they arise, but they should also have some other people-oriented things to do as well. Other people may not have a particular technical skill, but they have a particular interpersonal skill. For example, they're very adept at meeting people. These people are tremendous burden bearers because some of us are very shy, and if someone has no problem meeting people in the local context, and they go out of their way to make friends out of acquaintances very quickly, that stuff should be coached to the other people. So you have a technological resource people or resource person, and you have an interpersonal resource person. You also have emotional resource people. These are people who may be really good at explaining what makes us tick. They may not have heavy training, but they may be able to point us to particular things in wisdom literature, the Bible, that help us to work through stuff, that help us to understand ourselves. And so these people are very important on a team. If all of us have, in the best of all worlds, different giftings or strengths, wouldn't that be a wonderful team? Well, unfortunately, it's not always that way. We don't always pick people for complementary skills. If you have the opportunity to be deciding if you're going to bring a new team member in, ask yourself if this person brings in the same skills that you already have, or does this person bring in some complementary skills? This could be very important if you're kind of isolated and you're already all the kind of people who really need a lot of help from others, and there's no one there to help carry that load. That can become very problematic. Now let's talk about another group of people that are right next to you. They're right around you, and that are very good resource people. And these are the local people who live there, the local people who have lived there all their lives. They know an awful lot. They are going to be some people in that group who have specific skills as well. For example, there will be technical people around you, technical local people who are real gifted in understanding how things work. And when I say understanding how things work, I'm not just talking about that they can repair the generator or fix the refrigerator. I'm talking about people who know how the rules work, who know how to get things accomplished, who know all those things. These are great technical skills, and these are good people to have around. There are also people who are good at specific aspects of relationships. Just as you may have someone on your team and you probably need someone on your team who's able to make friends, wouldn't it be totally cool and awesome if you had someone around who was a local person and who was really interested in being a friend? I think there are a lot of people around who really like to welcome newcomers into their context. You know, the local welcome wagon. Well, those people are around, and if you can find some of them, they'd be ideal to help with new people on your team as they come on. I want you to think very clearly about that, because I want you to have a lot of different people that you can relate to. Some of you may not have had many people because of language barriers. Well, there's no time like the present then to be improving your language competency. You don't have time for language school? Well, that could be a problem, but do you have time to learn how to communicate in a way to get your daily needs met? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out how to greet somebody and ask how much this particular thing is per kilo and to smile and say that you're new in town and all those other things. It doesn't take that much. And that's really one of our own backpack issues, that of language. Let's talk about some other issues with regards to resources. I've talked about our team being a resource, and I've talked about the local people being a resource. Let's talk about the local place being a resource. Now, you might think that this local place is nothing like where you came from. It's completely different in weather. It's also very hard to manage. So how could a local place be a resource? Well, I think parts of local places could be resources. Is there some aspect of life that you need to get done that you could get done around there? Is there some particular time frame in which you could get things done? Some people say, you know, this is nothing like my other place, but I found that whereas I needed to be at a particular coffee shop, there are things like coffee shops here, and that helps me because I can get away for a few minutes, relax, think through things, and get rested and ready to go again. So the local place can be a resource. I realize that might be a stretch, and I may not have clearly talked about it, especially if you don't drink coffee, but you need to think about that. Can you turn parts of your local place into resources? As we look at burden bearing and how it works out, I hope we've been seeing that there's a dynamic interplay between my needs, your needs, my help, your help, and that's really what's interesting about it. The things that we are supposed to do and the things that we are supposed to be can complement each other. Now, maybe the personalities aren't the greatest match in the world. Maybe the abilities and giftings on the team aren't the greatest match in the world. But I don't think Galatians was talking about that. I talked about, in general, everyone has things that they're supposed to do and they're supposed to carry. And then there are things that they're supposed to help other people with. So it's not something that this is a problem, this isn't the way it is, this isn't right, this isn't fair. It's just the way it is. We need to think through that. Now, as you prepare for your week, think about resources on your team, resources in the local people, and in the local place. People, place, things. Make a list. For example, if you say, I need somebody to help me with my loneliness, and I've got a good group of people that are on my team, but I'd like to learn how the local people manage loneliness, that would be a really excellent goal and something to work through. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.